God, we thank you tonight. We have, the intercessors have prayed. The atmosphere is ready. We just ask for utterance and unction and understanding to be in this house tonight and all over the world, people who are connected with this meeting. Holy Spirit, we know you, the teacher, and you know exactly what God plans are for this church, for every individual who's a part of this ministry, their families, their loved ones, you know. And the word can explain to us what to do. So we're thankful. We give you all the glory right now. And we know it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We welcome your presence in this sanctuary tonight, that you would touch each one of us and hug us and give us assurance that you're with us. We need you. Not only every hour, we need you every moment. And we're thankful for how far you brought us thus far. And we're expecting you to bring us further. So we open the doors for you to move like you want to in Jesus' name. Amen. Two things, remain standing. I want to give you this word God gave to me. God's people, government, kingdom, and mountain cometh forth. Rapid increase in every area of your life. The laggers, L-A-G-E-R-S, I better spell it right. The laggers will not see it, nor experience the glory that is being released for a remnant of thirsty and hungry seekers of my will. They will have joy unspeakable, peace unshakable, and love unstoppable. I will use them in these days to show forth who I am and unfold my plans in their life. Many will be in fear, but they will flow in my rivers of trust. Amen. Lift your hand. Give God praise for that. Now, I want you to, you may be seated. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Let me just lay this out because it's not going to be as simple as it sounds. There's a place that God wants to bring us into, and it's not going to be as simple as it sounds, but yet it's simple, but yet it's only simple if you're in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I'm going to tell you what we'll be talking about in a few moments. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Look at the difference now. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Yes,
for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. It's going on. Matter of fact, one of the largest entertainment organization in the world is crumbling. I won't call no name, but you probably been there. Anybody with children probably have been there if they was able to go because of a disrespect for righteousness, and they ordain ungodly things. Large churches, I won't call no name, so-called church with a lot of singing and entertainment are crumbling because they have nothing to hold them. All those mountains will be moved, and God is setting his mountain up. I want you to listen. Verse 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Wow, you see that in verse 19? Then it asks a question in verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is all those smart folks? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Time running out. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And I'm glad about it. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, notice it, a stumbling block. And unto the Greek, foolishness. See, they call it stumbling block, foolishness. All right, listen. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of. Underline that. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of. What looked foolish to man is strong to God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, we're going to deal with tonight, the Lord wants to deal with, we're in the season of Easter and the crucifixion, knowing and living in the benefits of the cross. Knowing, say it with me, and living in the benefits, and benefit is plural, of the cross. All right, now, prior to coming here, I heard some things that I need to get you to identify yourself. All right, Lord, intimacy with God. I shared with 100-something preachers today. Intimacy with God, your identity with Christ, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the integrity of the Word. Now, I'm going to go over it again. Like, so some of y'all look at me like I'm not saying anything. I want you to know you're going to need to know this. You're going to need to know how to have intimacy with God, how to function in your identity with Christ. You're going to have to know how to yield to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have to know how to function in the integrity of the Word. Okay? Now, I want to explore prior to in this message 7 kind of people that come to church. And I want you to locate who you are. And you watching online too, I want y'all to locate who you are, because you might be 15 minutes away here watching online. Disciples who study you and learn of you to be a better them. They study and they learn and they become better. Disciples who study you and learn of you to be a better them. Number 2, sons and daughters who never tell you no, always acceptable and never inconvenient by you. I got a lot of sons and daughters like that. I just told my son I needed Chef to be in the meeting with us, to take care of us. And I told him, I'm going to take care of all the expense. He's bringing 2 people with him, coming a long way. And he said, all that's fine what you say, but he can't take care of nothing. I'm taking care of myself. It's his shell. You know something? Look how quiet y'all are. You'll never be able to do it if you don't say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We ain't talking about no $1,100 here. Now we're talking about $1,000. Then there's a third class, followers. Follow but don't commit. Then the fourth one is multitudes that come for news and noise. Don't want a relationship, just want an experience. All of these people will be ciphered out. I want you to find out where you are. Then number 5 is users who come to get what they want and leave with no thank you and no blessing. And those kind can sit for years and have no respect for you. Say, the Lord told me to do this and never talk to you about it. And then users, accusers. Now watch these accusers who hold themselves back and put it on you. For they were never submitted nor committed, who hold himself back and will put it on you. And then shoulder rubbers, who want to be equal but can't go no deeper. That's a seven. That's seven times. So that keep me from worrying myself. I heard a minister preaching. That keep me when Jesus was teaching to the multitude and someone wasn't paying him no attention, he went around them. So I know how to go around you and feed the people who really want it. All right? Knowing and living in the benefit of the cross. Here, I want you to get. Here, what you want to happen. Ignite the power of God in me from the cross. Position me to handle everything in my life in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Positioning me to handle everything in my life through the power of the Holy Ghost. Coming from the benefits of the cross, you can be positioned to handle everything in your life through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Providing for me prophetically to do the will of God and to operate in the ways of God. All is going to come from the benefit of the cross. I'll start giving you some points and scriptures in a few moments. Provided for me prophetically. The cross was prophetically spoke of before in Genesis 3:15. Look at Genesis 3:15. I think it's Genesis 3:15. I mean, many years before the cross, before Jesus came and died, it was prophetically spoken. He was coming. I put intimate between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head. And thou shalt bruise his heel. You knew who head got bruised. The benefits of God will flow like rivers to me to glorify him and carry out his plan. When you understand the cross, understand some of the points I'm going to give you tonight. You want that again? Yes, sir. The benefits, plural, of God will flow like rivers to me to glorify him and carry out his plan. Yes, sir. May the Lord help us now. I must not focus on my challenges. I must focus on my benefits. The cross. Look at Hebrews 11:12-2. Look how Jesus handled it. Look at the first verse. Run to the first verse and lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. Don't look at your challenges. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him. See, when you're going through something, see the joy. See, what you concentrate on, that's what you attract. Yeah, it's there. Yes, I'm going through it. But see the joy. That if I stick with what God told me to stick with, I know I got to come out right. That's why Jesus wasn't worried about the cross. Jesus wasn't worried about the grave. Jesus, he didn't have to worry because he knew that there was a resurrection coming. Every challenge you have tonight, there's a resurrection coming. What's so good about it, that same challenge will not be able to come back no more because you put it in a position that it can't come back because you already know you have it defeated. Are you seeing that? See, so here he said, told me to tell you. See, it's finished. What that scripture is John 19:30, I think it is. It's already finished. And if you, when you understand the power of the cross, when you understand knowing how to live in the benefit of the cross, yes, some things may look like it's not going to work. You might get foggy sometime, but you already got a finished anointing on you. What I say? I have. It's already finished. Anointing on me. I have the right.
What is it?
And I have the right to remind the Holy Ghost. I would not focus on my challenges. I must focus on my benefits. You heard that? And always be thankful and give God the glory. See, I'm trying to introduce it, this message to you, so when we start teaching those principles, you understand what we're talking. And always be thankful. Heard that? And give God the glory. How can you be thankful when something is going wrong? Because you know it got to come right. You know you got the power. Always be thankful and give God the glory. Benefits. Come on, get these down. Blessings. Boldness. Breakthroughs and birthing things in and from the spirit realm. Know you got this ability. Always be thankful, give God the glory, because benefits, blessing, boldness, breakthroughs, plural, and birthing things in and from the spirit realm. Let's see. Look at Luke 9:23. Before I go into the faith, Luke 9:23. Look there a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto them, Luke 9:23. He said to them all. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross every now and then, just on Sunday, and follow me. Come on now, come on. And for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the shame shall save it. Now, you see, you got to have the Spirit to reveal that to you. See, you get lost in the will of God, and God take care of your life. You can't handle it. I don't care how smart you think you are. You can't handle life with all these opposition. Sometimes your crazy body. We all got a crazy body to go do anything, and we got to take control over it. We need the power, right? All right. I want you tonight to look at prophetic insights of the benefit of the cross. I want you to write that down because it's so important. What you're about to look at now will sell us so many things in your life. Prophetic insights of the benefits of the cross was prophesied many years before Jesus went to the cross. In Psalm 103, verse 1. Prophetic insight. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Look what he said. Now, yet the benefits come. Yet the benefits come. See, because knowing and living in the benefits of the cross. Now, these prophetic benefits. Look at this here. Look at it. Bless the Lord. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Watch what I say now. I'm a clean man. You know what? I got repentance. I got conviction. You never done nothing wrong you didn't know it. As a Christian, you can't do nothing wrong you don't know it. No, you lying. You can't. Listen to me. A Christian can't mess up and don't know it. Or just a slip of a word, you'll know it. A slip of a thought, you'll know it. Because that's what the Holy Spirit there for. And then God gave us the glorious privilege of repenting. I'm sorry. And he know our mind and our bodies are not saved. But he also give us a way to get back in our spirit. Hallelujah. Who said, who forgiveth all thine iniquity? Number one. Number two. Number two. Number two. Knowing and living in the benefit of the cross. One of the benefits is, I don't care what your body is saying. He said he healeth all thy diseases. That's prophetical. That's prophesied from God. And the cross of Jesus make it all possible. When you're talking about the cross, you're not only talking about the cross, you're talking about the resurrection. You're not only talking about the resurrection, you're talking about the ascension. You're not only talking about the ascension, you're talking about he's seated. Why is Jesus not standing up by God? Because it's finished. He's set down. It's done. Nobody can change it. Your faith can carry it. No matter what, if your body's saying different, that's all right. He said he, listen, who healeth, that maybe there's something God can handle. No, there's something the doctor can handle. But God, when the doctor said no, 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 you say yeah, 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 because you got a higher power to go to. Christian got to understand that, because more coming and you cannot just depend on man. You got to put your confidence in God. You have to be built. Listen, you have to be built. You remember them seven kind of Christian I read, right? You remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
So a lot of Christians not going to make it.
Right.
They're really a Christian. But they're going to get held on you. And you're designed to have days of heaven on earth. Who healeth all thy disease. That's number two, right? Number three, go to the next verse. We're talking about his benefit. Look at this. Look at this. This is who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You see it? Is that a benefit? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. And how you getting all old and crippled and trying to get and renew back your youth like the youth. Go on, let God do it, man. Stop talking about how old you are. You're 40 years old, how you say you're old? 40. Acting like they're 995. They said, somebody told him, when you get over 40, when you get over 50, when you get over 60. Write that down. Now sit down. Prophetic insights of the benefit of the cross. Say it. All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2 again. First Corinthians 2, I want to, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. I just want to talk about a simple thing, the power of preaching the cross, the power of the preaching of the cross. Now, I want to show you something. 1 Corinthians 2, hold that. Go to Ephesians 4, look at verse 11. There are going to have to be maturity there. We cannot afford to have immaturity in Ephesians 4 and 11. That's right. 11. Because if there's immaturity in Ephesians 4 and 11, it means there are going to be immaturity in Ephesians 4, 12. And that means we'll never get to Ephesians 4, 13. Now look at 4, 13. This is what this preaching of the cross is about. Look at Ephesians 4:13. Till we call coming to the unity of the faith. Number one, right? Knowledge of the Son of God. Number two, right? Unto a perfect man. Number three, right? unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. That's where we got to go now. But the preaching gonna have to be right. You're gonna have to have some fumbling preaching. You know what I mean by fumbling preaching? Not so statistic and so clear and so proud. Just say what that's, let the saliva come out your mouth and say what God said. And not trying to save faith, because somebody need to hear what God saying, and the Spirit going to interpret it. You must leave here knowing how to live. Let me go back. Knowing and living in the benefits of the cross. All right, now. If the preaching, 1 Corinthians, look at this preaching in 1 Corinthians 2. Look, I must say now, that I told his ministers, we all in this thing together today. Pastors and teachers, but we need the government of God now, and we need proper preaching. We proper preaching, not popular preaching. And so the Apostle Paul laid some footwork for us how preaching should go. And he told us that there are some preaching you only can receive in the Spirit. You can receive entertainment in your flesh. Woo, that was a good sermon. What you got? What you got to work with? You see what I'm saying? What you got to work with? I need something to work with. You know, I don't have no time for no Bible class right now. This thing got so I got to teach everything. I got to get loud and everything else now, because y'all got to get this apostolic anointing on you, man. This last little epidemic we had, man, the church like it went crazy. People scared, ducking and getting on the chair and all kind of, man, come on. No, I took care of myself. I watched the thing, but I ain't going to go all crazy. I ain't going to go everywhere and can't come to church. I mean, I just gotta train you. I gotta hit you. I gotta slap you every now and then, so you know it's not right in the eyesight of God. And then you want God bless me, bless me, bless me. God said, trust me, trust me, trust me. Look at it first Corinthians 2. And brother, when I came here, I came now with excellence of speech. We gotta get rid of all this excellency of speech. Wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. I said, I'm tired of all these proud preachers. My people need power. For I'm determined not to know anything among you, Paul says, if Jesus Christ and him crucified you. See what Paul preaching? Huh? That's the apostle. Watch what happened. And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. Amen. And my speech and my preaching was not an enticing word of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Receive some over here. Receive some more. You see, two major things you're going to need in this season, or this time. Wisdom and discernment. Notice I didn't say scriptures and prayer. Wisdom and discernment. So let me give you this lesson. You are not praying unless you're praying and listening. If God can't interrupt your tongues and tell you something, you're not praying. Talk to me here now. See, you must always, real prayer is a combination of two. You're saying something and hearing something. Always take time and record what God says to you while you're praying. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. In this chapter, 6th verse, how be we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. You see that? I mean, 1 Corinthians 2, 6. That's where we were. What y'all act like I don't know where I am. Listen. The 6th verse. That's the right verse, right?
Yes, sir.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. What that mean? Oh, what that mean? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a what?
Yes.
Even what kind of wisdom?
Yes.
What God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew, for they had known that they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. See, they didn't know it. They didn't know what they're doing. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostolic revelation on the cross. Look at you, we've looked at it, but look at 1 Corinthians. We just look at one verse again. You're in 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. Is that the verse say the preaching of the cross are foolish to those that perish? Huh? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The cross, the cross got to be in the center of everything. Now remember, when I talk about the cross, when you talk about the cross, you're talking about the resurrection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You talk about Jesus' seated position.
Yes, sir.
At the right hand of the Father, when you're talking about the cross, all of it come in, all right? So write down 1 Corinthians 18 through 25, you can read that apostolic revelation on the cross. Here we go. Put in the cross first place in your life. You saw Paul did that in 1 Corinthians 2:2, didn't he? Didn't he do that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he did that. He put it first. Now, I want you to look at Galatians 2:20. Put in the cross. Learn how to live a crucified life. In other words, learn how to know you got to deny yourself all the time when it's not right with God. I'm crucified with Christ. Wow. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What are we talking about? We're talking about putting the cross first place in your life. All this glory about your house and your car and your shoes and stuff. Go to Galatians 6:14. You can have that stuff, but don't even worry about it. But God, look at what God said. But God forbid that I should glory except or save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Now, baby, that's something now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I died to the world a long time ago. You got to know how to do it.
Yeah.
You got to know that there's nothing in this world can please me.
Come on,
not to the point that I need to be pleased. I need God.
Amen.
Blessed they would do hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, they shall be filled. It's a life that most Christians not going to never enjoy. But you are.
Yes, sir.
Say, I am.
I am.
Putting that cross in the right place. Glory in the cross.
Yes,
what is on the pathway of the cross? Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. What is on the, four major things in that verse is on the pathway of the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Do you have those four things? Don't answer me quick, because I might become a lawyer. I might ask you some questions about what you did last week and what you did last month. See, so just answer to yourself. But do you have these four things in your life? You have that wisdom that come from the cross. That righteousness that come from the cross. That sanctification. Oh, Jesus. That word, you see all those churches want just getting patterned with the world. They don't want to talk about sanctification.
No.
Let me tell you what they're going to do. I want you to hear me. They want to talk about grace out of place. They want to have grace with no repentance. Because Jesus has paid for everything, so just go and do what you want to do because you got it. All right. See, and so people love that message. So they can come to church half naked. Just do anything. You know, we live in. All right. I'm staying with the Holy Ghost, me. But on the pathway of the cross is that wisdom that you'll know what to do beyond the world wisdom, beyond the smart folks, beyond those who have been on top so long. See the mountain about to get on top of all of the mountain. That's a revelatory mountain. That's an insight. Oh, my. The cross, resurrection, authority, ascension, and being seated in the heavenly places, the full coming of the Holy Spirit, are used to walk in by faith. Let me go over them again. The cross, the resurrection, you have a certain authority in the cross, the ascension powers on you, and being seated in heavenly places on you. The full coming of the Holy Spirit is on you. And you use it by walking by faith.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you earlier, but I'm going to say it to you again now because I think very important. Five divine positions will be set in your life now.
Yes.
Nothing can bring you closer to God than the revelation of the cross.
Yes.
Intimacy with God. You remember I said that to you? Intimacy with God. That cross will give you intimacy, but it's not going to be natural. Your senses can't handle it. It has to be revealed.
Yes.
Are you following me? Identity with Christ, and no other dynamic way to get identified with Christ than identify with his cross.
Come on, Pastor.
See, that's it. Identify with Christ. That's the second thing. Inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I heard the word insight. Whatever someone dealing with you tonight, hear the word insight. The Holy Spirit will give you insight that cannot naturally be found. Good God Almighty. Huh? See, I got intimacy with God, my identity with Christ, and insight from the Holy Ghost. The cross made that possible. All right? The integrity of the word. Intimacy with God, identify with Christ, inspiration of the Holy Ghost, insight of the Holy Ghost, and the integrity of the word. James chapter 4, verse 8. I'm going to close in a minute. James 4 and 8. I done told you enough. I don't want you to leave you overloaded. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Clean your hand, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. I want you to see draw nigh to God. You ain't got to worry about being double-minded when you're close to God. Intimacy with God. Identity with Christ. You're back in Galatians 2:20. Inspiration of the Holy Spirit, turn to 1 John 2, verse 27. Y'all know it, right? First John 2, verse 27. Y'all know it, right? First John 2, 27. Yeah, ain't nobody helping me. Everybody holding their head down. First John 2, verse 27. But the anointing what you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not any man teach you, but ask the same anointing teaching you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even if taught you, ye shall abide in him. No matter what comes up, you must do John 15, 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done to you. May Katala de Meshe, may an abiding anointing rest on you tonight. May that abiding anointing give you rest no matter what you're dealing with. When you abide in the word, you got Isaiah 55:11 working for you. My word will not return to me void. You got to make the word your vehicle when things look like it's not traveling right. Get inside the word. Let the word get inside of you. Glory to God. I got the word working for me. The cross is the introduction to the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, and to the ascension of the Holy Spirit. Look at Philippians 3:10, and I got two more things I will say to you. Look at Philippians 3:10. See it? Philippians chapter 3:10. That I might know him. See, but that voice don't stop there. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. See, that's the cross. Being made conformable unto his death. The cross will stop fake praise and worship. And all these worldly move in church song and dances. They're bringing the world into church. They act like they got a Holy Ghost dance, but they're just shaking their tail. Spirit of God, not that. They do it for an hour and a half and you know, just jumping around. Just, man said, the Holy Ghost got up. But if you take a snapshot of it and leave and go to a ballroom, you got the same thing. Here's what they call the cross will stop fake praise and worship. And all these worldly move in the church song and dances. Look at Isaiah 35:8 with me right quick. Isaiah 35:8. I'm about to rest my case, Your Honor. And a highway should be there, and a way that should be called the way of holiness. Oh, we cannot take holiness out of the church. The unclean should not pass over it, but it should be for those, the warfaring men, though fools should not err therein. They got, you just turn YouTube, you don't see them. They got all this praise. They say it's praise. And they're dancing and looking down at their feet for 25, 30 minutes. Come on. I know I'm all bored, but I don't care. I know the apostolic need to come back in the church. We need some songs singing about God. Yes, sir. And then the glory comes in, we can shout. That's all. We can run, dance like we want. But I need the glory. I need the presence of God. I don't need no emotion. I don't need no entertainment. I don't need just excitement. I need enlightenment. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
That's what we need now. All right, here's the last one. Turn to Philippians 2:9. We'll close right there. The cross will promote you without man's permission. Wow. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. The cross, men may try to stop you, but if you following what God told you to do and you follow that cross, when they look back, you're the resurrection, you're above them. I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it happen over and over again. Men try to shut you down. You just stay with God and God promotes you. Anybody trying to shut you down on the job, anybody trying to do you wrong, don't worry about it. The cross, if you get his message tonight, God about to promote you without man permission. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Touch not my child, because I'll deal with you. You keep touching my child, and my child handled it right. My child keep praising me and keep thinking of me for how good I've been to them. I'm going to deal with you. You're going to be, the cross will promote you without man's permission. Wherefore, look at the verse. Wherefore, God also have highly exalted him and give him a name which is above every name. May you be promoted tonight. May this lesson help you in your everyday steps. I pray that the Holy Spirit can take some of these words and make you know you're in a solid position. You don't have to be perfect, but you trust in God and you're dependent on God. And God always, always behind every cross, there's a resurrection. Yeah. Behind every puzzle, there's an answer. We who are remnant, you come here on a Tuesday night, you don't only come on Sunday. You part of that remnant. See, that's a broad way. And there gonna be many walking down. We ain't that time now. It's a wide gate. Many are going to go through it. But then there's another way called the narrow way. And what kind of gate? What on the narrow way? I know what it is. I'm just asking you. You don't know what it is? Straight gate. Straight gate. All right, young, you got it. Praise God.